They're mine. I see this and I'm going after it. I said, so don't nobody pray for them. They're mine. I said that. And I said, didn't I say that? Did I tell them I'm praying? Don't nobody, I'm praying for these people. I said, I got the word. I see this thing. I need to touch them. And this lady got a thing growing on her neck. And she came because she wants to get rid of that. You would have too. She had it for a while now. And now she's torn because she's on meds for depression. And she's like, well, I want this to go. I need to go over. But I need to get free. And I got real adamant and said, listen, I'm not messing around anymore. You need to run up here. If you're on any kind of meds for depression, you need to get up here now. Jesus is setting you free. That's just the way it is. And I was pretty adamant, wasn't I? I jumped off the thing and I got the last one. It was this lady. She come running up and I think I got her first because she pulled in the line and I just got her first. I prayed for her. Now watch where her heart is. She's got two altar calls, two issues going on. I prayed for her and the power of God hit her it was a pretty good reaction on her part and it was just God. And while that was happening, this thing just melted, disappeared. Now see, I've got time for that. I've got time to... Now you can say, well, that was the sovereign purposes of God moving at the precise time as God willed. And you can rationalize yourself. No, it was faith, heart cry. It was all that stuff. But it was the message preached saying, it's possible, it's possible, it's possible. Come on. Look, if we were just praying for people like this, hoping God shows up and maybe he will and maybe he won't, we probably wouldn't need to pray. Probably God would just do what he would do. What are we doing if we're just praying with no faith, no understanding, no revelation, no authority? We're just saying, God, please come and heal. What big part are we playing there? We're going through some Christian rhetorical motion to feel useful when we're being useless because what we're saying is, look, we're praying to God, but we don't know God. We don't know his heart. We're very impersonal to him. He's never revealed himself to us, and we don't know the inner heart of God, and we don't know who God is, but we know he can help you if he chooses to help you, so let's pray. We do know God. We do know the heart of God. The mystery's been revealed. We see God through Jesus, and he is awesome, and he is love, and he hates the devil, and he doesn't like what sin has done to people, and that's why he sent his son to die in the flesh a brutal death, so he could set us free from sin and the snare of sin. We do know God. We do know the heart of God. He's compassionate. Jesus looks at the multitudes with compassion. So much so, they got the message back then. Why can't we just settle it and get the message? They just brought all the sick to him. And everywhere you see in your Bible they did that, they all walked away well. Come on. Is that in your Bible? Can you show me one place where Jesus turned somebody down or it didn't happen because it wasn't their time or it wasn't God's will? Can you show me one place through Jesus' life? But we say that stuff in the church constantly. We're being deceived. And we're losing our ability to be fully convinced, and it's tapping into the authority and aggression of the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of every one of us. It's true. See, an atmosphere gets so clear and God's revealed through teaching and you pray for depression and it don't matter if they have a lump or they're depressed, they both got to go because they're both smoked out, they're both exposed and they're both got to go. You pray for people when they got four things wrong and you pray for one thing and find all of them got. I like that. Man, we just prayed for a dear lady. George, you were there. You saw that lady. We prayed for a dear lady on Thursday night. She was riddled with Lyme disease and she had a lot of pain in her body. Her elbows were really aching her and we prayed and she was like... And then her face just lit up like a light bulb and she's like... No pain.